Quote, "The second cause, mindfulness of the kindness of the infinite sentient beings. How has the mother of this life shown you kindness? When you were in the womb, she thought only about how to protect and tend you. After you were born, she took you and wrapped you in soft garments. She held you in her arms, gazed on you with eyes of love, out of mercy gave you milk from her breasts, and held you to her flesh to keep you warm. Then, for year upon year, she prepared your food for you and cleaned the mucus and excrement from your body. Even if she was mortally ill and you contracted merely a minor disease, she would think solely about you. She shielded and protected you from every difficulty and gave you whatever she could to help you accomplish your wishes. And anything you could not do by yourself, she did for you. In fact, she protected your life and person in every possible manner. You should, in this way, repeatedly contemplate how your mother has greatly helped you and has been extremely kind to you. Then simultaneously visualize all three categories of people: those close to you, neutral people with whom you have had no real contact, and those who have harmed you in this life. Consider how each of them has been your mother uncountable times in the past." End of quote. The kindness of a mother is boundless and overwhelming. She wants everything for her children. Could she give enlightenment to them, she would rush to do so. We watch how mother birds sacrifice themselves to protect their children, how, in order to feed their offspring, they even starve themselves. Whenever anyone harms us, we should think to ourselves, "In many past incarnations, this being was my mother. As my mother, she fed me, cleaned my body, and protected me from every harm. I slept in her lap and drank milk from her breasts. At that time, this person only benefited me and shared all possessions with me. The harm this person is now bringing to me is due only to the forces of negative karma and delusion."